Some military reservists who have been called to active duty for the war on terrorism say they're getting substandard treatment from the Army. At Fort Bragg, North Carolina, there are complaints about housing, meals, and a general lack of respect for the citizen soldiers. NPR's David Malpas reports.
When reservists are activated for full-time duty, there is supposed to be no distinction between them and regular career military personnel. But according to several reserve sergeants, that's not the way it is at Fort Bragg.
When we got here, it just seemed like we're kind of forgotten about a little bit, and nobody's really in a hurry to take care of us or what problems we're having.
I can't say I'd be like thrilled where we're at. It's better than living in a tent.
I guess the biggest gripe that I had was coming from the reserve on active duty. I don't see where that equality of treatment is the same. It's not there. It's not there.
These sergeants, Joey Wells, Kevin Stovall, and Martin Morales, bear airborne paratrooper patches on their shoulders. Each spent 7 to 9 years in the active duty military before joining the reserves. They are among several thousand reservists at Fort Bragg to train with U.S. Special Forces and other units for assignments overseas or in homeland defense. Most of the extra lodging on the base is dilapidated wood frame barracks built during World War II. They are scheduled to be demolished soon. So the reservists are being housed off base in local motels. A few, like this one with its crowded lounge, are in rather seedy parts of Fayetteville. The motel is nearly 20 miles from base in an area surrounded by warehouses. The reservists haven't been allowed to have cars, so on days off, they are stuck at the motel. Sergeant Morales, a cop in civilian life, says it's a rough part of town with drug dealers and prostitutes prowling around at night.
There's a lot of stuff going on around here that if I was working my job, I'd be really busy in this neighborhood.
Another complaint reservists make is that they are being denied reimbursements for meals purchased off base. Some parents of reservists, such as Laura McAllister of Ranger, Texas, are pretty upset about that.
They need to get emergency money together where at least the boys can eat. I mean, that just seems, you know, a little unreal. And a lot of them, you know, don't make that much money now because they've left their civilian jobs. They're getting back maybe half of what they got paid, and their families are helping to support them.
But perhaps most irritating to the reserve sergeants is that they have to keep proving to the regular Army that they are in shape and up to the job. Again, Sergeant Martin Morales.
It's just a little bit frustrating on our part that we keep doing the same thing over and over and over.
The reservists say their performance records from back home seem to be ignored. It's another sign, they say, of a lack of respect. Fort Bragg commanders tell NPR some tension between regulars and reservists is normal in the military, but their impression is that the tension has been going down. They say accommodations for reservists are often better than housing for regular troops living on base. In any case, they say some of the best motels don't want soldiers trampling through. As for meal payments, Bragg's garrison commander, Colonel Tad Davis, says the reservists should be getting that. But, he says, perhaps the policy hasn't been made clear in every instance.
What I try to do as a guy responsible for this mobilization process is to make sure that we take care of these young men and women because, you know, they're the sons and daughters of America, and we owe it to them. We owe it to their parents. We're going to continue to do our best to do the right thing for them, and any of these bits of information that come in like you've given us, when we take that seriously too and we follow up on it.
The bottom line, says Colonel Davis, is that today's much smaller Army is so dependent on reservists to carry out its missions that it can't afford morale problems among the troops. The three reserve sergeants say their bottom line is that despite any perceived slights, they still want to be part of any anti-terrorism effort. David Malpas, NPR News, Fayetteville, North Carolina.